Tonight, a clear sky followed by a rather nice day again tomorrow. It's 30s to the mid-40s start of the morning tomorrow. An afternoon warm-up, 60. Each day coming up for the rest of the week, milder nights. An afternoon stay cool, though, near 60. Tuesday night lows mostly in the 40s. Wednesdays following with mostly cloudy. Thursday, Friday, gusty conditions with afternoon temperatures of near 60. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood.
To get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome to the 12th season of In the Red Zone, talking New Orleans Saints football. And now let's go to Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Red Zone. We're live here for 1 hour here at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner. They're open every day except for Sunday, 9 to 9. And we got four great guests to talk Saints football as well as the NFL. And we're going to start with a guy I saw yesterday in the press box who has had a great career on the field and off the field as well. He led the Carolina Panthers to the 2003 Super Bowl. He played for the Saints and played for Carolina. And he went to UL, Lafayette College, and now he's a color analyst for the Carolina Panthers. He is Jake DeLome. Jake, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hopefully we can maybe entertain the audience. I'm not so sure how much entertainment we saw yesterday afternoon in the Superdome.
Yeah, that was a rough first half, I would say, but it got a little bit better, at least for the Saints, in the second half. But, Carolina's going through one of those seasons, and, they'll be able to go back to the drawing board in the draft and figure things out for next year. But the Saints needed the game to keep pace with Atlanta, and then Tampa beat Atlanta, so now there's a three-way tie for the division lead with four games to go. So what are your thoughts on the NFC South this year?
I scratched my head, to be quite honest. It's amazing 2 years in a row. It seems like really no one wants to win the division, really and truly. That's what it feels like. And certainly this last month is going to decide how it comes out, because everybody's going to have to be playing everyone. And, watching Carolina last week, we played in Tampa and had an opportunity down by three with 3.5 minutes left to go down the tie and or win the game. And, Tampa struggled. Mike Evans basically was the only thing they had going last week. And we weren't able to get it done. And, watching the Saints yesterday, it seems like it's somewhat of a struggle, especially offensively. Alvin Kamara certainly doesn't look like he's lost a step, but they don't look like they're kind of in sync. And then, lo and behold, they hit a big play down the field. A.T. Perry yesterday, Jimmy Graham makes a fantastic catch on third down on a high catch, and then the Saints pull out the win. And I'm in the middle of watching Tampa-Atlanta from yesterday, and both teams just kind of hung around. Tampa makes the play late, and Atlanta tries to get it, and they couldn't get it at the end. So three-way tie. Certainly the Panthers are eliminated, but we have Atlanta this week, and I know they're searching for a win, so I know it would help the Saints mightily if the Panthers could pull off an upset. But, yeah, certainly a wide-open division that it just seems like nobody can kind of gain any traction.
Yeah, and you're the perfect guy to ask this question to, being a former quarterback at a very high level. And it seems to me, obviously, the quarterback is the most important position in the NFL. And it seems to me the quarterback play, I mean, if you want to talk about Brady last year, although he was kind of at the end of his career, but the quarterback play has not been consistent. It has been mediocre at best throughout the NFC South. And I think we're seeing it this year. I mean, Derek Carr looked really didn't look very good. I don't know if he was still injured, but he did not look good at all. Bryce Young's a rookie. He's trying to figure things out, you know, jumping from college to pro. And even you look at these guys for Tampa Bay and Atlanta as well, kind of on and off, inconsistent. Is that what you think maybe the reason why the last couple of years the NFC South has struggled is because of the inconsistent and very mediocre and average at best quarterback play?
Yeah, I think without a doubt. You know, the whole NFL wants to gear towards offense, and certainly you have to have a quarterback to give yourself a chance. And, yeah, you know, Tom's playing at 44, 45 years of age last year, and, yeah, there were some bright spots, but they were kind of few and far between, especially last year. And Atlanta's searching for that guy. I think that's what they're searching for. Ridder played. They bench him. Heineke comes in. He has the hamstring. Ridder's back in, and love the moxie that Ridder has. It's just, it's one of those. It's very inconsistent. And you go to Tampa. You know, Baker Mayfield started out the season great, and they lost five or six games in a row, and now they've won two in a row, and he came through for them yesterday. It wasn't the most aesthetically pleasing game that he had yesterday, but gritty, gutted it out, and found a way to get a win at the end. And certainly the Saints, you can just kind of feel it in the Superdome yesterday. It just doesn't seem like the offense is in sync when you watch them play. And with the crowd booing, and it never seemed like there was any continuity with that offense yesterday. And watching Carr get in an argument with McCoy, you know, that was kind of strange. And listen, that happened, you know, but it just seems like there's just more frustration. And it's not guys working all week and going out and letting it loose on Sunday. That's what it kind of seems to me in watching them play yesterday.
Well, I mean, you think about, you know, Carolina and New Orleans are in a similar situation in the sense that they both got new quarterbacks. I mean, the Saints spent a lot of money on Derek Carr, and I think that's where the Saints fans are really not happy, because they're figuring, you know, look, we're spending over $100 million for this guy, and he was averaging less than one touchdown pass per game. I think he's now at one per game with the two touchdowns yesterday. And then, you know, Carolina trades up with Chicago to get the first pick, and they pick, you know, Bryce Young, who in some, I didn't think he was the right guy. I thought maybe Stroud was a better option, or maybe somebody else. And so he's struggling as well. And so I think that, you know, you can look at these two teams. One goes and puts a lot of capital into getting the first pick of the, and here's a guy struggling. The Saints spent a lot of money on a free agent. He's struggling. So I think that there's a commonality between the Saints and the Carolina. Do you like these quarterbacks, or do you think, you know, I know you're the guy talking about Carolina. You see him every week, I know. So you know about Bryce Young a lot, and I know you know a lot about Derek Carr. So what are your thoughts on those two guys?
Well, I think the difference is the expectation level of both franchises going into the year. You know, yes, we did have to – we traded away our number one wide receiver, and we traded up in the draft to go get Bryce Young. And so this was going to be kind of a learning-type year. It's very seldom you have rookie quarterbacks come in and play well. And I just always go back to Peyton Manning. He struggled as a rookie. I was on the sideline with the Saints. We beat them that year, and Peyton had a pick late in the game. It might have been an overtime in that game. He struggled some, but you're going to go through that. Now, on the flip side of it, with the Saints, they're signing Derek Carr because they believe with that roster, and I kind of believe that too, that they were just a quarterback away from winning this division and getting into the playoffs. And it just hasn't been the smoothest season so far with Derek Carr. Now, the two times I've watched him play against the Panthers, it was a struggle fest for the majority of the game. They came up with big throws in the fourth quarter. He did the same thing in week two on Monday Night Football. He hit Olave down the sideline on a juggling catch, and he hit Rashid Shaheed on a big play. So he's come through in the two games that I've seen him play, but it just hasn't been smooth. And I think a lot of it, too, is the Drew Brees factor. No matter what anybody wants to say, it was the Saints fans were so spoiled for a decade and a half by Drew Brees. I mean, a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Sean Payton and that offense and the high-flying offense. So they were so spoiled for so long, and you're seeing just kind of some average quarterback play right now from last year and into this year. And so I think that's where there's some frustration. And listen, the contract is very simple. They look at the contract, how much Derek got paid, and they want to see this high-flying offense. And sometimes it takes time. So, yeah, I think that's kind of why it's two different quarterbacks at two different trajectories of their career. Bryce is going through growing pains like no other this year. I don't think anyone truly expected that in Carolina. I know I didn't. I thought we could have been a 6-win team, maybe 7. But, yeah, we just had growing pains offensively. And we've had horrific injuries on the offensive line at the guard position. We've gone through so many guards, like our 7th and 8th guard. Even we lost one yesterday early in the Saints game, second or third play of the game. So we've just had now we're starting to run the ball a little bit better. We just need to get a little more efficient in the pass game, to say the least.
Well, sounds great. Hey, we got to roll. But, hey, I'm glad we hooked up here, Jake. Thanks for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Like to do it again soon. So thanks for joining me, and have a great week. Great rest of the year as well.
All right, thanks, Mitch. Have a good night.
All right, we'll be back with more of the show right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA. The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Osteen.
He's a man of integrity.
Jeff
Osteen. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Conseco's, and Doranax.
All right, we're back here live here to the top of the hour here till 6 o'clock, and we're going to continue with talking some football, college football, of course, the New Orleans Bowl coming up Saturday on 12-16 at the Superdome, and the CEO of the New Orleans Sports Foundation is with us right now. He is Jay Cicero. So, Jay, thanks for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, it's always great to have you on, and another great year of college football, and of course, the New Orleans Bowl. We'll be on in the afternoon on Saturday, this Saturday, 12-16 at the Superdome. The website, NewOrleansBowl.org. We get all the information. But I know you have Jacksonville State, so you got Rich Rodriguez returning to New Orleans as the head coach. And then you've got UL, a lot of those Lafayette people coming to New Orleans. So talk a little bit about what you got in. I know beyond just the bowl game, there's a lot of activities that occur before the game this week, a lot of charity events as well, a lot of community events. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. First of all, it's the 23rd annual R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. And like you said, it's UL this year versus Jacksonville State University of Conference USA. Jacksonville State's their first bowl game appearance in their program history. And, of course, like you said, our old friend Rich Rodriguez, New Orleans friend Rich Rodriguez, is their head coach. So this is UL's record 7th R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl appearance, and have had 5 wins, which is the most in games in our game's history. So they're kind of the home team for us in the last 15 years or so. We've had them 5 times, and they've been great. Now, we always have a good outing with a team that's had where the New Orleans Bowl is their first bowl game appearance. And so we're pretty excited about getting Jacksonville State. Now, Jacksonville State, for everyone who doesn't know, is in Alabama. Everybody thinks it's in Florida, and Jacksonville, Florida, it's actually in Alabama. So within a 500-mile or 5-hour drive of New Orleans. So happy about that. But, yes, we do have a lot of stuff that goes on pre-event, pre-game this week. There's a day of service that's created to maximize the student-athlete experience. Several of those events will take place across our community this week. The student-athletes participate in community service projects with Special Olympics of Louisiana, ARC of GNO, the Pontchartrain Conservancy, Habitat for Humanity, Xavier University's Community Garden, Sunrise Senior Living, LASPCA Animal Rescue, and LCMC Children's Hospital. So we're excited about not only going to have a great game this Saturday at 1:15 p.m. at the Caesars Superdome, but also what this game means to the community in general.
Well, it's great, too, that it's been around, like you said, 23 years, and R&L Carriers have been the sponsor for many years as well, and a lot of outreach in the community. So it's and I think you got a great matchup this year, like you said, because Rich Rodriguez coming back to New Orleans. He used to be at Tulane as an assistant coach, and and like you said, just a few hours away, and then UL being you said the 7th time they've been here. So what kind of turnout? What kind of expectations you guys have for the game this Saturday?
I think it'll be somewhere between 25 and 30,000, and that's great for the New Orleans Bowl. You know, it's a regional bowl event that we created again 23 years ago in December of 2001 to be able to attract people to New Orleans during a traditionally slow time in the tourism calendar. And these few weeks leading up to Christmas and right after Christmas, with the exception of the Sugar Bowl being held, is traditionally very slow for tourism. So we always looked for an event that had that type of benefit to our area and state, as well as national national broadcast component, and it is on ESPN as usual this year again, but. You know, when you combine those two, it creates a tier one type event it's the only event that we host annually that's annually on our calendar.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, it should be a great game, hopefully a close competitive football game, and like you said, you got 2 great schools coming. It'll be a lot of fun as well. So I gave out the website, New Orleans Bowl.org. Any other comments you want to make before I let you go?
Yeah, the game annually produces about $20 million in economic impact. It's at a world-class facility in the Caesars Superdome. We'll be indoors. The weather forecast isn't looking too great, but we'll be indoors and nice and dry and perfect 72 inside. But, yeah, these student-athletes are excited about it, the programs and the coaches and the administrators are excited about it, and we're hoping the fans will be too. And we're just happy to be managing and hosting this event one more year with R&L Carriers. R&L Carriers. They've been with us 17 years out of 23 now, and that's a that's a statement towards, you know, the longevity of this event, as well as, you know, what we can bring to the table and the partnership that's there. So, you know, that's what New Orleans Bowl is all about, is about bringing partnerships and people together to have a great time over a sporting event in New Orleans.
It sounds great. Hey, I'm always there, so I really enjoy it. It's great talking to you and seeing you every year. So, we'll spread the word all week. And, Jay, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me this evening.
I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, take care. Thanks. That was Jay Cicero, the CEO of the New Orleans Sports Foundation. The New Orleans Bowl, again, this Saturday, 12-16, starts at 1:15 on ESPN. If you want, and it's Jacksonville State, which is in Alabama, versus UL, just a bit, little west of us in Lafayette. And that game, more information if you need it, would be at neworleansbowl.org. They also have a luncheon on Friday, which is always a lot of fun as well, at the Marriott, the big Marriott on Canal Street. So you can always buy tickets. All the venues and all the events with those venues are on the New Orleans Bowl website. Before we go to break, I want to mention again the game, you know, the Saints game on Sunday, just yesterday. Saints win 28-6. They won the fourth quarter 14-0. Carr was 18 for 26 for 119 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Bryce Young, 13 for 36, 137 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He was sacked four times. Kamara, 12 carries for 56 yards, one rushing TD. Jamal Williams, 11 carries for 43 yards. Olave had four receptions for 28. Jimmy Graham, two receptions for 16 yards, one touchdown. Jimmy Graham, four receptions this year, three touchdowns. I think the guy needs to be more when they get closer to scoring, which would be inside the 20 in the red zone. And the Saints did it again. 29th in the league 2 weeks ago in the red zone. Last week they were perfect 5 for 5, even though they lost the game. And yesterday they were 3 for 4. So a team that was 29th in the league in the red zone at a 32 in the last 2 weeks has been 8 out of 9, which is, I'll take that any day. 8 and 9 in the last 2 weeks, although they lost the game last week, which is crazy. When you go 5 for 5 in the red zone, you don't lose football games. Here they were 3 for 4, but, you know, honestly, you got to think about this. This was the worst team in the league they played, and they struggled until the fourth quarter, and that's not a great sign. But if you want to look at the good news, we always give you the pros and cons. We always give you the net positive and negative. The Saints are tied for first place in the division at 6-7. With Atlanta, with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay upset Atlanta in Atlanta yesterday, so it's a three-way tie, which was good in the sense that now the Saints are tied with Atlanta, but now they got to deal with Tampa Bay, so they got another team they got to deal with. And both of those teams have the tiebreaker over the Saints because both those teams have played the Saints one time and beat the Saints. Tampa Bay won in New Orleans earlier in the year, and then the Saints lost the game they should have won at Atlanta just a few weeks ago. So even though we're tied for first place, we are in third place in the sense of the tiebreakers, but that could change. Since you're tied for first and you play each one of these teams, if you win your last four games, you control your own destiny, you would win the division. So something to think about. Saints were 3 for 10 third down, which is not great. Carolina was 8 for 20. They had 79 plays. Saints only had 52. They had more yards than the Saints. They ran for over 200 yards. Saints only 97. Numbers were not great. They won time of possession. It's amazing the Saints won this football game because they did so well in the red zone. But statistically, Carolina beat the Saints in just about every category. All right, we're going to take a break. We're halfway through the show. We'll be back with Scott Shanley, ex-Saint, Super Bowl Saint, right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster, Jeff Foster. He's a man of integrity. Jeff Foster, Jeff Foster. Who wants to be attorney?
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. For the first time since he was elected House Speaker, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson got a chance to spend the weekend in his district. During his time back home, Johnson visited one of his favorite breakfast spots, Strawn's Eat Shop in Shreveport. He held a town hall meeting televised by the Fox News Network.
There's a lot of issues on the hearts and minds of the American people, and the folks of this area is no different, of course. They're worried about the open border and inflation and the fentanyl crisis and, the economy.
Work continues on trying to identify the remains of a body found in 2005 in an oil drum encased in cement in the Natchitoches Parish town of Clarence. The case is being profiled at a lab in Texas. Director of Operations at Ortham Labs, Colby Lazion, says funding is a major hurdle, and they're raising funds at DNASolves.com.
The goal is $7,500, and that will basically cover from evidence receipt to answers back to the agency.
LRN.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. One in three Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Christmas is a special but busy time for Louisiana families. Our goal is to help them save time for enjoying the company of other loved ones. The Incredible Edible Egg makes the most of the holiday season by offering tasty recipes sure to delight. Visit LAEgg.com for time-saving recipes, ideas, and tips on the versatility of eggs. This message is brought to you by the Louisiana Egg Commission. I'm Commissioner Mike Strain, reminding you to include the incredible edible egg at your Christmas table.
Pay that other pest control company there, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, called DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Conseco's, and Doranax.
Hey, it's Christian. DTS Appliance Direct is moving to City Park. Go now to their current location, 3240 Parish Road in Chalmette, right next to Winn-Dixie. DTS Appliance Direct is liquidating their current inventory, up to 25% off on appliances, high-end appliances, Z-Line, Blaze Grills, Monogram, Cafe, Hire, and many more. Call DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. Take advantage of this massive, massive deal. Call DTS Appliance Direct 504-766-0738. 0738.
All right, we're back for the second half of the show here talking Saints football, and specifically the Saints victory 28-6 over the Carolina Panthers. Wasn't very pretty, but with the Tampa Bay victory over Atlanta, the Saints are now in a three-way tie with four games left to go at 6-7, although they don't have the tiebreaker. But if they win their last four, they would be the divisional champs and host the first round of the playoffs. That's a long way from happening. We got Scott Shanley, former Saints player, with us now. So, Scott, thanks for joining me this evening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, so, you know, this is what I've kind of dawned on me thinking about the show this afternoon and watching, you know, a lot of Derek Carr now throughout the season, that I think what you saw yesterday is what you're going to pretty much see every week, that here's a guy that's not going to look good at times and then is going to get in a rhythm or groove and look good at times. I mean, you think about the Detroit game, how bad we looked offensively, and suddenly he got a rhythm going until he got hurt, and they were 5-for-5 in the red zone last week. Yesterday, they were 3-for-4 in the red zone, so the team that was 29th in the league in the red zone 2 weeks ago is 8-9 the last 2 weeks, yet we lost one of those games, which is crazy. But, I mean, is that what you would agree with me, that that's pretty much what we could expect the last four games of the season? We're going to see the good Derek Carr, and then we're going to see the not-so-good Derek Carr.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, you know, I know Derek's been playing through some injuries, which you give him credit for that. He's trying to battle, and he's going to work with his guys not being 100%. There's a lot of guys who, if they're going to put bad film on tape, they'd probably just sit out. But I do give Derek credit for battling through some of the injuries he's had. It's hard to play that position with those injuries. But I just think, you know, the consistent part of Derek's play has not been there this year. It's kind of been the story of his career. I mean, he's put up really good numbers, but he gets hot and he plays as good, you know, top 10 quarterback play. And then when he plays bad, he's bottom 10 quarterback play. And then, you know, somewhere you average it out in the middle and just say he's middle of the pack somewhere. But, you know, at one time, I probably would have said that's good enough with this defense and the way the talent is around him. And I don't think that's the case anymore. I think for this team to win games, Derek has to play like a top 10 quarterback. I think we kind of overrate just how good this team is at some positions. Kamara is not the same player he was. He's still a really good player. The wide receiver positions have regressed. Olave has not taken the next step. The offensive line is lower tier of the NFL when it comes to pass protection. They can't run block anybody. So, and now the defense can't stop the run. So I think there's a lot of issues on this team besides the quarterback position. And I think Derek has to play really, really good to overcome those things that we all thought were a strength.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to be concerned. I mean, the Giants are not a good football team, but they're better than the Panthers, probably. I think everybody would agree with that. And the Saints give up over 200 yards to the worst team in the NFL running, 207. They lost, Scott, almost every category. I mean, they had, 27 more plays than the Saints, and they had more first downs and more yards and more rushing yards. They were just 0-for-2 in the red zone. They had the ball a lot more than the Saints, too. And this is supposed to be the worst team in the league. So when I ask, when I tell people, I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm like, we control our own destiny. We're tied for first place. But it's like, yeah, but look at the numbers against Carolina. Those are scary going forward. And so I'm going to ask you, is there something they can do differently, because they're going to play four better teams? And one or two of these teams are probably much better than Carolina. How do they win those last four games?
Yeah, it's about, at this point in the season, you should know what you do well and what you don't do well. And you should know who can do what by now. You're defensively, there should be packages for players who have certain strengths. I like the fact that Zach Bond is now rushing a little bit more. That was, you know, I as a linebacker, kind of scratched my head when they drafted Zach, and then they played him as an off-the-ball linebacker. He was never built for that, playing stack linebacker. He was more of a pass rusher in college, so he gets to do those things now. Really, at this point in the season, it's about getting healthy. It's about getting guys like Cam Jordan back, who's had one good ankle last week, only played a handful of snaps. You have to get those type of guys healthy for the stretch run. I do believe you should be able to beat a Giants team at home, even not at full strength, with Derek still recovering, with Cam still recovering, and a lot of other players banged up and bruised. Because once you get in the stretch run, you got to get Tampa. But before that, you got a short week. You got to play a Rams team who's kind of Jekyll and Hyde. You never know what you're going to get. They pushed Baltimore yesterday to overtime. So they still have some tough games, but it's about finding that confidence right now, and there's no more time left for yo-yo football where we play good, a quarter bad, good, bad, and it's about putting it all together. Yesterday, finally, the special team showed up and made some plays. Every week it's been the offense you blame or the defense you blame, and now, the special team has kind of been flying under the radar. They made a play yesterday and probably arguably were the biggest reason why that game kind of broke open with the block punt.
Yeah, right. You're right. I think they finally played a good game, and they got to figure. I mean, we were talking in the press box during the game, and the way they were struggling throwing the ball, we were thinking that they should run the ball almost every play, but they didn't have Taysom Hill available. I assume he'll probably be available next week against the Giants. And I actually thought we should do a quarterback switch. I really felt that way, Scott, that, I know Derek Carr can be up and down. We just talked about it. But then I said, then we got to put Jameis Winston in, and I don't necessarily think that's a better option. So I kind of said, you know what, maybe we're going to have to ride it out with Derek Carr. But if Taysom Hill's healthy next week, I think we seriously have to use him more, even as a quarterback, and even if he has to throw the ball. I think that's our better option when Derek Carr's struggling. What do you think they're going to do the rest of the season with Taysom Hill?
There's no question. I think, more Taysom package, Taysom on the field, Taysom getting more snaps is usually equated to Saints wins. And just like you said, it doesn't have to always be off-tackle power with Taysom Hill and you just run him downhill or you try to run an option or you do crazy things like that. Just give him some easy one-read, two-read throws with a check down, and he can do those types of things. I know everybody would like to just say, well, just play him at quarterback, but if Taysom was that guy, Jameis Winston would have got brought in the building. If Jameis Winston was that guy, Derek Carr wouldn't be here for that matter. So I think we've all seen Jameis, and some will say there's a reason Sean Payton's no longer here because of the quarterback situation. Taysom, I don't think can be a full-time quarterback, but I definitely think he can get more reps, especially if Derek Carr is injured. And it's all about just moving the football. It's just moving the chains. There really, at this point in the season, there's no such thing as an ugly win. You can ugly win your way all the way to a championship, but the defense needs to step up. And I think some of the problems with the defense in the run game, for that matter, is they're trying to protect the secondary a little bit. Marcus May's been out, Lattimore's been out, so they've been doing a light box, letting teams run the ball and not letting them throw the ball on them. So you kind of have to balance those things out, and you have to take away team strengths at this point and play to yours. And unfortunately, I don't know what the strength is for the Saints, and we kind of finding out right now that maybe your strength is to play Taysom Hill a little bit more at quarterback.
Yeah, I was going to add to that running the ball, if there's a way to do that, but they relied on Kamara so much, and then finally Jamal Williams, I mean, he was okay. I mean, it's not great. Kendre Miller has potential, but he's been hurt, and I don't know when he's coming back. But let Jamal, give him the ball. I mean, he did okay. I think he had, 11 carries for 43 yards. That's almost 4 yards a carry. That's okay. But maybe they're going to try to use Jamal Williams more. I think if the Saints could run the ball, like you're saying, and get first downs and try to run the clock and keep the ball, keep the ball away from keep their defense off the field, for example, that would be a way to maybe try to pull out a victory over Atlanta, Tampa Bay. Do you think they're going to try to commit more of the run in the last few weeks of the season?
Well, I would say yes, but really, to be honest, I think they've been trying to do that all year. I think going into this season, when you've invested the amount of capital that you've invested in the offensive line, whether it's first-round picks or a lot of money, a lot of contract extensions, you think as a coaching staff, well, we can rely on the offensive line, we can run the ball well, we can play action. The play-action game has been non-existent this year, probably the worst in the league, because the running game has not been good. There hasn't really been a week where, you think back 3 or 4 years ago when the offensive line was arguably the best in the league, you were just grounding and pounding and playing great defense and just winning a lot of games because you were more physical. I think this offensive line has not taken over the line of scrimmage at any point this year. So I know the offense is doing a lot of things that they probably don't plan on doing once the game starts because the line of scrimmage is changing. And it really comes down to maybe you have to formation people, maybe you have to motion people, maybe you kind of have to mess with defense's eyes and gadget them a little bit, kind of like the 49ers do, because just lining up and running and pushing people off the ball hasn't worked this year.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Hey, Scott, it's always a pleasure. And like you said, I just agree with you. They've got to have to play better this Sunday because the Giants are better than Carolina, I think. And then the rest of the games, the Rams are dangerous, like you said, and then they got the huge games against Atlanta and Tampa Bay. So anyway, let's hope things work out. Have a great week. Thanks for joining me this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
All right, thank you, man. That was Scott Shanley. Good stuff. We're about to take a break. We got Gary Smith coming up, and we'll get his thoughts as well. But I was just saying, these numbers are incredible. And that's what's making me a little bit nervous about the Saints' chances in the last 4 weeks, because all four teams they're playing are better than Carolina, I believe, at least record-wise. And in eyeball tests, I would confirm that. But when you give up, when the worst team in the league has 27 more plays than you, that has almost 100 more yards, total yards, which has over 100 more yards rushing, and also had the ball like 8 or 9 more minutes than you, that's scary to really feel confident or positive that the Saints can pull this off. Now, I like their chance of Sunday against the Giants, because I hope the Giants don't win tonight and are completely out of the picture mathematically as well. But you got to deal with Saquon Barkley if he's healthy and he plays, and that's a concern. All right, we're going to take our final break. We'll be back live here at Premier Nissan in the Red Zone 12 season right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Take your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster, Jeff Foster. He's a man of integrity.
Jeff Foster, Jeff Foster.
Who wants to be attorney?
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
The final segment of the show. We're live here at Premier News. And we'll be back on Friday to preview the Saints versus the New York Football Giants. But I want to mention, I want to thank our great guest, Jake DeLome, who played for the Saints, then went to Carolina and got to the Super Bowl in 2003. He played a great game. I didn't know if he wanted to discuss that, but he was 16 for 33, 323 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He wasn't the reason why they didn't win that football game. Jay Cicero with the New Orleans Sports Foundation, the New Orleans Bowl this Saturday, the RNL Carriers. It's a 23rd version of the New Orleans Bowl. It's this Saturday at 1:15. The website, New Orleans Bowl.org. We also had Scott Shanley, ex-Saint Super Bowl champion. I want to mention the two Nutcrackers coming up this weekend, DeltaFestivalBallet.com. That's December 16th and 17th, 6 p.m. December 16th and 2 p.m. December 17th. And you can go to their website, DeltaFestivalBallet.com. And then the New Orleans Ballet Theater.com has their Nutcracker at the Orpheum, which is December 15th through the 23rd, 2 and 7 p.m. different times there at the Orpheum. My last guest of the evening is Gary Smith. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me on the show.
We got two topics I want to discuss. We had a little epiphany here, and I just figured this out. What we saw from Derek Carr, it does not matter who he's playing. You know, we played a couple of good teams overall, even though the schedule's been easy. Played probably the worst team in the league. But what you saw again, what you've seen almost every week with Derek Carr. Now, this happened before he was injured, while he's injured. I don't know if he's still injured. But you see the first half of the game Sunday, and you see the bad Derek Carr, right? Then you see the fourth quarter when he made some good plays, and you saw the better Derek Carr. You saw that last week when he struggled until he got a rhythm going before he got hurt against the Detroit Lions. So I think that if somebody asked me again what's going to happen with Derek Carr the next 4 weeks, Gary, I'm going to say, well, you're going to see a not a very good Derek Carr at some point in the game, and you're going to see a pretty good Derek Carr. And whether that's good enough to win when we don't have that good of a football team, we need to see more of the good Derek Carr than the bad Derek Carr. So what's your analysis of that?
Yeah, well, certainly going to need to see more than we saw yesterday. This was an all-timer in that when the Saints took over with 8 minutes and 12 seconds left in the fourth quarter after another failed fourth down conversion by Carolina, the score was 14-6. The Saints were winning, and Derek Carr's longest completion had been 8 yards. Midway through the fourth quarter, I repeat, his longest completion of the game had been 8 yards. Now, he had thrown a completion for minus 10 yards earlier in the game, so they'd gone backwards longer than they'd gone forwards, and yet they were still winning. There's maybe no other team in the NFL that the Saints can get away with that with, and he did. He immediately promptly threw a 44-yard pass and then a beautiful pass on third down where Jimmy Graham made a heck of a catch, too, where it looked like it was going to be an interception when he released it, but he threw it to the only spot he could that Graham could catch it, and then he throws a touchdown on the next play, and then he throws some nice passes on the final drive. But, that ain't going to cut it against a real football team. Cut it against Carolina because they were just abysmal on offense.
Well, you know, again, Jimmy Graham, 4 receptions, 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. They got to use, you know, I don't hear this thing about, well, you know, we only can have 48 guys dressed. He's got to be a healthy scratch. It's like, find somebody else to be the scratch. You got to have Jimmy Graham in the red zone. And Gary, at least they're 8-for-9 the last 2 weeks in the red zone, as opposed to being 29th in the league. Right.
You've been making that point for a few weeks, and you're right. I mean, that game was an indictment of their decision-making earlier in this year because, again, that catch he made on third down to set up the touchdown that put the game away was an absolutely terrific catch, and there's no other tight end on the roster that's making that catch for them. And you're right. He'd already shown he was pretty good down in the red zone, and then he catches a touchdown after that. Yeah, all these weeks where they couldn't do anything in the red zone, maybe one of the reasons was because they had the wrong dang players active.
And not only that, the fans love him, like Taysom Hill. He threw the ball into the backstop last week and tried to fire up the crowd. He's the guy that he and Taysom Hill have to be on the field. I know Taysom Hill can be on the field more because Graham's more of a situational guy. But when they're in the red zone, Jimmy Graham's got to be in the game. And all those weeks he was a healthy scratch, and I have to hear this argument, well, they have to fill special teams guys and all that. Well, the special teams has not been very good until last week. The other point I want to make is, and I can't disagree with Saints fans who, even though they're tied for first place, when you look at the numbers yesterday against the worst team in the league, and they've got 100 more yards rushing, they've got 100 more yards total offense, they had the ball like 8 or 9 more minutes than you, and they had more first downs. I mean, how can you feel confident when you're going to play 4 teams that are better than the Giants that the Saints can win these football games?
You cannot feel confident. Now, the good news is teams don't play the same way every week, but that Saints version that played yesterday wins maybe one more game this year. I'm not kidding. I mean, how bad was Carolina's offense? I mean, Bryce Young was was 3 for 15 at halftime. 3 for 15, and yet it was a game midway through the fourth quarter. And the Saints were a little fortunate that Carolina kept bumbling on fourth down. The last fourth down failure, it was fourth and one, and the running back was open on the sidelines, and he just slipped before the ball came because that was 1 and 12 do. And
they had 27 more plays. I forgot to throw that stat out. Yeah. They had 27 more plays, yeah. Which makes sense when you have the ball 8 or 9 more minutes. And the last thing I'll ask you, too, is you know, and I talked to Jake DeLone about this. He was on early in the show. And, you know, he has to be careful what he says. He's a Carolina mm-hmm. color analyst. But I said you can compare Derek Carr to Bryce Young in the sense that, you know, gave a lot of money for Derek Carr. And you've seen how inconsistent he is. I know the expectations are not the same compared to him, but Bryce Young, they gave up the first pick that they would have the first pick of the draft this coming year to trade with Chicago to pick that guy, which shows you what kind of organization they've got right now, maybe an owner, whatever you want to call it. And he has been very bad. I know the team's bad, but he has not been good either. And it's just amazing the parallels. One guy you gave up a lot of draft capital, another guy you gave up a lot of money, and one of those guys greater expectations, of course, Derek Carr. But neither one of them has been very good this year.
No, you're right. I mean, Bryce Young is maybe a whole different level of stink, and I get he's a rookie, but at some point you got to show some progress, and he's been showing regress. But you make a good point. The funny thing is that I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything, as clearly I'm not by what I'm saying. If Green Bay loses tonight, not only will the Saints be tied for their division, they'll actually be tied for the last wild card spot. So the NFL is having a rotten year this year. I don't think there's any other way you can put it. This has been a bad year for the NFL, and that's the only reason the Saints are sitting there with a chance to actually make the playoffs with not a whole heck of anything going right so far this year.
I mean, really, except for maybe San Francisco. And I mean, Dallas has looked great at home. And mm-hmm. Kansas City, I didn't like that call. But technically it was, I guess, offsides. But I just didn't like it. I mean, it's like, you know, it has nothing to do with the game, nothing to do with the play, no advantage, really. But Kansas City has been their own enemies. And even though I think Kansas City can win the AFC, because I don't think anybody's that great in the AFC, the only team that's really looked pretty good right now is San Francisco.
My preseason Super Bowl pick.
Well, I mean, right now I'd say San Francisco. I still got to pick Kansas City because I still don't think anyone in the AFC can beat them, because I don't think Miami can beat a winning team, and I think Baltimore should have lost the Rams. I mean, McVay just finds ways to lose games because he should have won that game, especially when he got the ball in overtime and only needed a field goal. But he gave up a Auburn play. He gave up like a 3rd and 20 for a touchdown.
Yep.
And he could have won that game in regulation. So that explains why. And the Saints, I mean, the Rams look better than the Saints, but they, you know, the Saints have a chance to win any of those games. But anyway, we ran out of time. But I agree with pretty much everything you just said. It's just not a good, and people are not talking enough about it. It's not a very good league this year in the NFL. No question about that.
Yeah, there was a 3-0 game yesterday that was 0-0 with 2 minutes left. So there you have it.
I mean, right. That should tell you, right. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining me. Have a great week. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week or Friday. Thanks again. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you real soon.
You too. Thanks for having me on.
All right, I want to thank all our great guests. Of course, I want to thank Donald and Craig Collins here at Premier Nissan. 6636 Veterans are open every day except for Sunday 9 to 9. We'll be back on Friday to preview the Saints versus the New York Football Giants live here at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner. So we'll have a great week, and we'll talk to you Friday at 5 p.m. at Premier Nissan.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related healthcare. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.